We present Chambers by Clive Coleman, starring James Fleet, Leslie Sharp, John Bird, and Jonathan Kidd.
Oh, hi, Ruth. How was your Saturday?
The selfish, stupid, sexist git.
Oh, what about Sunday?
The slimy, sanctimonious sod.
Well, it's always nice to start a new week.
It's over, Lothar and me. I mean, have I got bimbo tattooed to my forehead or something?
Oh, come on, Ruth, you haven't got anything tattooed to your forehead. I mean, I'd have noticed sitting opposite.
Ask me to advise in a matrimonial dispute and I've got the wisdom of Solomon. Let me loose in a bar full of German language students and I've got the self-control of Catherine the Great.
Maybe it's for the best. I mean, he did treat you rather badly.
Why is everyone always so against him?
Sorry, I was just thinking about that thing with your credit cards and the mortgage deeds.
You're right, Hill. He's a git. I'm just pissed off because I couldn't see it coming again. How was your weekend?
Oh, you know, relaxing. Well, quiet. I enjoy going to the cinema on my own. You can really concentrate on a film. Even if you've seen it a few times before, it's not quite so much fun going out to eat on your own afterwards. But it's okay if you take a book.
Of course, the sex was great, but that's your 19-year-old.
Maybe you should consider someone nearer to you in age. I mean, not that you're old. You're very young for someone in their mid-30s.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
Perhaps someone you know, you haven't considered in that way before, might be the kind of person to really value you on your terms without crowding you at all. Unless you wanted to be crowded, in which case they would crowd you, but in a sensitive way.
Maybe. I just don't think I could handle any involvement at the moment. I just want to be able to relate to men on a non-sexual basis for a while.
Right. Well, if there's anything I could do on that non-basis, just name it.
I'll take the high road and you take the low road and I'll be a QC before ye.
Sir.
Morning, Vincent.
You seem in very good spirits this morning, sir.
Yes, I suppose I am. Well, it's not every day that the Lord Chancellor presents you with Route 1 to QC them.
This isn't another one of those schemes, is it, sir?
Comparative justice. Sharing the legal experience with America. Personally, I think Mackay the New is going a bit doolally, but I'm not going to look the big Scottish gift horse in the mouth.
How exactly is this going to affect Chambers, sir? We did discuss the importance of consultation at the last Chambers meeting.
Oh, yes. The Ruth Quirk Democratic agenda. Vote, vote, and vote again to frustrate your head of Chambers.
No, I think she was just voicing the concern of a few people about the way decisions are made. I can't put my finger on anything specific, but surrendering the lease on the building and arranging the move did take some people by surprise.
That woman doesn't realise that a Chambers isn't a democracy, Vincent. It's much more complicated than that. It's a democracy wrapped inside an oligarchy within a dictatorship. And if the dictator becomes a QC, your 10% on fees looks rather fatter.
As I was saying, sir, idealism is all very well, but we live in the harsh world of commercial realities.
Now tell Ruth and Hillary what's going on. This one's easy, Vincent. All we have to do is to act as host Chambers to some American lawyer for a week. He's supposed to observe one of my cases, then he reports back to the Lord Chancellor. I get a ringing endorsement. It's almost like cheating.
How do you know what he'll say about you to the Lord Chancellor?
Vince, he's American. You know, the people with the white patent shoes and the Rupert Bear trousers. It's not exactly going to be difficult to impress him, is it?
They're not all totally naive.
Oh, for God's sake, Vincent. We're talking about a nation that thinks Fergie's classy. I'm hardly going to have a problem.
Morning, John.
Ah, Ruth, look, I'm afraid I haven't had a chance to consult you on this, not that it affects you personally, so I hope you won't feel the need to threaten proceedings as you did on the photocopier.
You put my name on the leasing agreement without asking me.
I think there were misunderstandings all round. You, me, the police, that handwriting expert you called in. I was genuinely trying to save everybody money.
Let's just try and forget it, shall we? But it would be nice to have a photocopier that photocopies.
Absolutely, I put Vince onto it. Now, because I'm determined to keep everyone informed of any decisions affecting Chambers, I thought I ought to tell you that I've arranged for an American lawyer to spend a little time here. Now, before you start threatening writs, I just want to say I'm prepared to settle for a reasonable sum.
It's not necessary.
All right, then. You get unrestricted access to the clerk's room, full custody of the law reports and 50 quid.
I think it's a good idea.
You do?
Yeah. Look, it's a difficult time for me at the moment. I don't want any confrontations.
So you'll be respectful and cooperative whilst he's here? I mean, I think it's important that he sees a harmonious Chamber.
Yeah, look, I've got to get on. Vince, this is ridiculous. I thought you'd had the photocopier fixed.
They're sending someone this morning, miss. I'm sorry, things have been a bit hectic. What with this American arriving? Thurman Berkeley Jr. Sounds more like a school than a lawyer.
You're joking, Vince. Thurman Berkeley.
Do you know him, miss?
Know him? He's one of the most successful black lawyers in America. He did the O.K. Stimson case. He was on court TV every day for a year.
He's due any time now.
What's he doing coming here, seeing how the other half litigate?
Vincent, everything ready?
I think so, sir. Still waiting for them to service the photocopier.
Yes, I thought I'd take him for lunch at Lincoln's Inn. It's a bore for me, but show an American a building over 50 years old and you have to spend the rest of the day stopping them saying, gee. Now then, wait in reception.
Good morning.
Yeah, it's in the corner.
I'm sorry, fella.
The photocopier, in the corner.
Yeah, so it is.
Well, go on, fix it. We've got people arriving any minute.
My name's Thurman Berkeley, Jr.
Thurman, indeed. John Fullercarp, delighted to meet you. Forgive me, I was expecting someone...
white.
Well, whiter. What a delight.
I take it you don't have any black members of chambers.
Well, not as such, no. We have recently taken on a woman, though, and that's proved terrible.
Yeah. I had no idea I'd find such an enlightened attitude here.
Well, we're pretty good this side of the pond. Oh, yes, there are a number of black barristers at the bar in the basement of this very building. There's a set. They seem like an awfully jolly set of characters.
I think we're going to have a real interesting time together, Fullercarp.
Marvellous. Actually, it's a really interesting time. Would it be helpful if I corrected any grammatical errors whilst you're here? It could help you make quite an impression on the guys when you get back home.
Hi, John. How's it all going?
I'm playing him like a violin. He's made a couple of faux pas, but I pretty much ignore them.
Good. What have you got laid on for him tonight?
Tonight? What do you mean tonight?
Well, I just wondered if you were having him round for a meal or something.
Do you think I should be? I mean, do you think he's expecting it?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, I can't. Bloody hell.
Why not?
Have you met my wife, Joy? She's in the Territorials. She has the infantry round on a Thursday. I can't ask him to eat out under canvas. You're going to have to entertain him.
Me? I don't mind chatting to him in chambers.
Oh, come on. A bit of feminine charm to oil the wheel.
I'm sorry, John. It's just not a good time for me at the moment.
Not a good time for you at the moment? Who do you think you are? Elizabeth Taylor? What do you mean?
Look, if you really want to know, I've just split up with my boyfriend.
Oh, but that's brilliant. I mean, brilliantly sad, of course. I'm sorry, but think, if your social life's floundering, pour all your energies into your career. Berkeley's going to be reporting to the Lord Chancellor about all of us. It's a big chance.
I really don't want to.
Look, it's not going to hurt your career to get mentioned in dispatches, and you'll be doing your colleagues a good service.
Well, I don't know. If it was any other time...
Yes, well, it isn't any other time, is it? Look, I've never said this to you before, and it doesn't come easily, but please.
Oh, hello there. You must be Thurman.
Hi.
I love America. I cycled across it in 1983. It's very peaceful cycling by yourself. I still write to a friend out there. You may know him. Omi Crotchtangle. He works for the Samaritans in Kansas. He always says the T in Crotchtangle's silent, but I suppose he would, wouldn't he? Very unusual names, the Americans.
I didn't catch your name.
Hillary. Hillary Tripping. Tell me, what have you got planned whilst you're over here?
Well, if you want a mission statement, it's easy. I want to see British justice in action and make a difference. Hell, Hill, we got to ensure that justice is available to all.
Absolutely.
I'll be shadowing one of Fullercarp's cases before I advise the Lord Chancellor on my findings, and I've been asked to assist one particular British client whilst I'm here. I have been pleased to accept. Hillary, I want to make sure the British underdog gets a fair shake.
Hello, Fullercarp Buildings.
Great. I saw you on television last year. I thought you were really excellent. I don't care what people say, I liked your ties.
I'm on a picture. Mr. Berkeley telephoned for you. She's called a couple of times. Would you like to take it in the clerk's room?
Thanks, Vince. Yeah, hi, this is Berkeley. That's outrageous. Tell them it's institutional prejudice and establishment infringement. Here's how we're going to play this, Dee Dee. The lump sum for your colonic irrigation is index-linked. We stay fluid on it, but it's tied to the lease backups on the place in Windsor. We'll talk about it this evening. Yep, there's no question about it. Your title's non-negotiable. You're the queen of people's hearts, honey. Period.
And so, because the idiotic plumbers forgot to replace the ball cock mechanism in the system, the entire kitchen was flooded. Joyce Duck and Plum Tureen was unsalvageable. She's inconsolable, of course, but Ruth Quirk is absolutely insistent you have a meal at her place.
Oh, she really doesn't have to. I have a client meeting early tomorrow morning at a gymnasium. I really don't want to be late.
Nonsense, nonsense. She's terribly keen. And you'll get on famously. Ruth, tremendously radical. I think there's a place for that.
Well,
Excellent. I see you're looking at my wig. You don't have them in the States, do you?
I was just wondering why you guys still wore them.
Well, they do lend a certain dignity.
Since when did wearing a lump of horsehair on your head add dignity?
It's a little difficult to explain to someone from such a new country, but people over here set a great deal of store by tradition. That's what gives British justice its worldwide reputation.
I read that people only started wearing wigs during the plague to cover up pustules and pockmarks. Every other profession gave them up 200 years ago. In L.A., it kind of seemed out of date.
Yes, well, I'm sure a baseball cap worn the wrong way around would be much more modern, but it might not have quite the same gravitas. Have you had a chance to read the papers in Crown against Hunt?
Yes, I have. Tell me, how big a soccer player is Steve Hunt?
Well, I'm not much of a football fan myself, but apparently he's reasonably well known in the North.
He maintains that he was competing legitimately to head the ball when he accidentally broke his opponent's nose.
Indeed, an utterly plausible defense. Questionable only by virtue of the fact that the incident occurred in the players' tunnel before the game. And Hunt was caught on camera making 8 separate butting movements. It didn't help he fled from the police in a taxi, attacked the driver, and bet £9,000 on himself not actually making it onto the field. Utterly hopeless, of course.
Believe me, John, I've defended footballers in much tougher situations. Why don't you let me draw up a defense strategy and we can talk about it before the conference?
Well, of course, have a try. Absolutely. I'd be more than happy to look at your draft.
Tell me, Vince, what is the main role of a barrister's clerk?
Oh, I'll be happy to explain, sir. Give you a sense of the history. Well, essentially, the clerk is responsible for the management of the deduction of a percentage of the remuneration paid to the barrister.
No, I know you get 10% of the fees, but what's your job?
Oh, well, it's quite complex. It involves travel, some physical work, and executive distribution. You see, a brief will be delivered to the clerk's room. I will then pick up that brief, walk to the room of a given barrister, and give it to him.
Got it.
Four Court Buildings. No, love. This is a set of barrister's chambers. There's no Mr. Carling here. No. Don't start crying, love. Oh, it's Mr. Berkeley you want to speak to now. Well, you're in luck. He's standing right next to me. It's that woman again, sir.
Oh, thanks. Hi there. Calm down, honey. Calm down. At ease now. Of course custody is an issue. Yes, you'll get both of them. I promise you, you'll get custody of both psychologists and full visiting access to the aromatherapist.
Vince, have you seen Mr. Berkeley?
On the phone.
Early evening's a little difficult for me. I have a prior engagement. Maybe I can see you later. No, come on, honey, don't cry. No, honey, you mustn't get upset about all this. I promise. As you British say, it'll be a quickie. You know my style. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. I'll be hands-on. It'll be all over in no time at all. Quick bang, no miss. I'll come straight on to you. We can discuss the whole thing. Take a deep breath, honey. Trust me. I'm a lawyer.
Ruth, what's the matter?
Am I sending out the wrong signals, Hill? You think there's mutual respect between yourself and a fellow lawyer, and then you find out that they're fixated on getting your knickers off.
God, I haven't left my diary in chambers recently.
I can't believe I actually invited Thurman Berkeley Jr. to my flat. I've just heard him on the phone talking to some woman about how he's going to give me a quickie bang. The arrogance. It's not even a second date. And then he's going on to see her.
Why did you invite him over in the first place?
I didn't want to. I was asked to entertain him to bail John out.
But you can't let him come round and be quick.
I know. I really don't want a scene. There's only one way out of all this. It's a bit crazy, but, well, it's the only thing that makes sense right now. I want you to be my lover.
Oh, Ruth, don't you see that's not crazy at all? It's brilliant.
Do you think so? I'm not sure it's going to work, but if you don't mind playing the part...
Look, tell me if I'm going overboard, but I'd like to go out and buy a ring.
Well, I don't know, maybe. If you can take it back when this is all over.
But don't you see, maybe it won't ever be over.
He's only here for a week, Hillary. I only really need you to turn up at the flat tonight, act like the jealous lover, you know, as if we're heavily involved. That ought to be an end to it.
Oh, I see. Sorry, I was being rather slow on the uptake.
Oh, come on, Hill. It should be a bit of a laugh.
You shouldn't trifle with the emotions of someone who may really care about you.
Thurman Berkeley hasn't got any emotions above his waist. If I tell him to sod off, he'll take it out on Chambers when he reports to the Lord Chancellor. We're pretty good friends to each other, Hill. I actually thought you might want to help.
Well, if you need me to, of course, I'll try. What time do you want me there?
Oh, Thurman, there you are. Mr. Hunt and his solicitor are in the conference room.
I've drawn up a case strategy.
Yes, your case strategy. I haven't really got time to look at it now, but if you think of anything in the conference, why don't you chip in?
Thank you, John.
Mr. Hunt, how nice to see you again. May I introduce Mr. Thurman Berkeley, Jr.? He's an American lawyer from America, and he'll be sitting in with us today.
Away, callers. Who's a man? I bought some cans. Let's get started.
Good God.
Away, it's only a belch, man. Could have been worse. I could have been French snogging you when I done it.
I've studied the papers with great care, and I very much regret to say it. I must advise you to plead guilty to the GBH charge.
GBH? What's that when it's wearing trousers? Great bloody headbutt. Yep, I'm not pleading guilty to that. I was provoked.
Yes, I know you say you thought you were being given a funny look. It's an interesting defence, but also, unfortunately, a pathetic one. And don't forget, the prosecution have indicated that if you plead guilty to violence, they'll drop the cocaine possession and take your two-legged lunge at the disabled supporter into consideration.
It's unbelievable. Some people just have not got a sense of humour like...
John, may I give a view?
Yes, well, you can try, but I promise you won't get very far with his sort.
I studied the evidence in this case, and then I studied it again and again, and that's when it hit me, John. This case isn't about violence. It isn't about drugs or fraud. It isn't even about football.
Isn't it?
It's about race, John. We gotta play the race card.
Race? Do forgive him, Mr. Hunter. As I said, he is American. Thurman, with the greatest respect, the defendant happens to be white, as does the victim. Race simply isn't an issue.
Race is always an issue, John. You're making the same mistake the prosecution are gonna make. You're defining race by color. This man's from the North, right?
Aye.
That makes him a member of an oppressed minority. Come on, John. He virtually speaks a different language.
Oh, wait, man. That's nae fair, like.
But what about the physical evidence? The headbutting was caught on camera, and the blood on the victim's shirt perfectly matches Mr. Hunt's.
Obviously, the blood was planted by the racists. This is the clearest-cut racist conspiracy I've ever seen.
He's got a fair point, like.
The opponent's shirt was nylon, right? We put a team together of specialist nylon's counsel... preferably one that does only 40% nylon. Anything else is too risky. We run a contamination argument. If that jersey even blinked at a piece of 30% polyviscose, we've got a reasonable doubt.
This is utterly incredible. I mean, aren't you forgetting one or two things here?
You mean the double?
What?
I'm not saying the offense was committed by an exact double, Mr. Hunt, who infiltrated the tunnel before the game, committed the attacks, and then left, but I am saying that it is possible. I mean, that's the way these unknown Colombia drug dealers operate.
This lager's unbelievable, like. It's all becoming totally clear now.
Sir, I've just had the listing office at Snaresbrook on the phone. You're due on tomorrow at 10:30, court 9. Will Mr. Berkeley be going with you, sir?
Mr. Berkeley, you think he'd be grateful, Vince. He has the opportunity of seeing a rather skillful English barrister conduct a conference. Instead of being content to learn, he comes up with these ridiculous theories of the case.
I don't know, sir. Perhaps that's how he became the leading trial lawyer in America.
Leading trial lawyer? Don't be ridiculous, Vincent. Leading fiction writer, I can just about believe.
Well, sir, apparently he's done a couple of them really big court TV cases. Multi-millionaire. Won't accept a case for under $500,000.
Half a million?
He's got a fleet of Rolls Royces and a mansion in Beverly Hills. He never loses a case.
Never loses?
No, sir. He's just the best. They say that in court he has a mesmeric delivery that's part revivalist preacher, part rapper.
Really?
Look, John, maybe I was a little out of order in there. It's your case, and if you're more comfortable with a guilty plea, that's okay by me.
No. I was just saying to Vincent that I've been considering some of your very perceptive thinking on the Hunt case, and upon mature consideration, I find myself rather more persuaded than I first thought.
Well, that's great. That's just the kind of interfacing the Lord Chancellor wants to see.
Is it indeed?
Thurman, you're early.
Yeah, a little. I'm afraid something's come up, and I really don't have a great deal of time, so I thought the sooner we get started...
Well, you better come in.
Nice place. It sure feels good getting away from Chambers for a while. No disrespect, but your John Fuller Carp is about as relaxed and informal as changing of the guard.
Well, that's the British for you. We're all completely uptight and inhibited. I'm one of the worst offenders. It must be a real turn-off for you Americans.
Oh, come on. You're nothing like Carp. I was going to tell him that Mafeking had been relieved, but I wasn't sure he'd be able to handle the shock.
Well, I'm not so modern myself, not really. As a matter of fact, I come from the very formal part of Bolton, you know, long drawn-out courtships, years of shy glances and chaperoning, before you're even allowed to hold hands.
I find that quite charming, but look, I'm sorry, can we get started? I haven't got much time and I'm ravenous.
Look, Thurman, there's a problem. There's something I haven't told you.
You're not hungry?
No, not in that way, no. And the thing that I haven't told you is that I'm living with someone.
Great! Is he going to come and join us?
No, you don't understand, Thurman. He was due home 20 minutes ago and he's terrifying when he's angry. That would be him.
Look, I've come round like you said, but I just can't do this.
Hilary, please. He's leaking testosterone all over my sofa. Darling, you're home. On your bike. You're very late. Come in.
Sorry I'm late. I got a bit lost following your instructions.
My instructions to get home quickly because we have a guest. You are forgetful. That's what I love about you. Have you met Thurman Bertley, love?
Sure. We met in chambers. I had no idea you two were an item.
Oh, well, we're not really so much an item.
As a permanent fixture. 12 years now.
Ruth, where shall I put my bike?
Oh, darling, put it where you always put it. In the bedroom.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I thought I'd give the spokes a quick clean in that cupboard before I took it into the bedroom, but it's not really big enough, so I don't think I will now.
Ruth, you should have told me about you and Hillary. Tell me, how did you guys meet?
How did we meet? Well, we were on opposite sides in a divorce case. I suppose it was seeing a marriage break down irretrievably that brought us together.
No kidding.
Oh, there you are, love. Why don't you get Thurman a drink from the drinks cabinet with the fluorescent pineapple just to the left of the stereo? The one you're always saying we should get rid of.
Oh, yes. That awful old piece of tat your mother brought us. Salt of the earth, Ruth's mum, but on questions of taste, utterly hopeless. We're always saying how utterly dreadful her Christmas presents are, aren't we, darling?
Well, you are, love. I think some of the things she's got us have lots of character.
Bunch of eyesores, more like.
You never liked her,
hey,
Hillary.
Hey, time out. A quick scotch in the rocks, and I really think I should be going. Hillary, I was just saying to Ruth that I love hearing how couples met.
Oh, right. Oh, it was great for us.
Yes, I was just...
No, darling, let me tell the story. You see, it was on this brilliant cycling holiday in Australia.
Ruth said you met during a divorce case.
Did she? I'm always getting divorce litigation confused with cycling in the Southern Hemisphere. I remember now, it was after the divorce case. One of the parties was from Austria, and that got us thinking, so we decided to go on holiday to Australia, and that's where we really met each other.
That's incredible.
Thank you.
Say, that's a pretty picture of you, Ruth. How come in 12 years there aren't any picture of the two of you?
Oh, Hill's just a bit camera shy.
I can't stand this any longer. Ruth's lying, Thurman.
Hillary!
The truth is that I'm not in any of the photos because I've never felt worthy of this beautiful, funny, intelligent woman who fills this flat and my life with warmth and vivacity.
Hillary?
Is that the time? Look, it's been a lot of fun, but really, I'm out of here. And hey, it sounds to me like you two guys ought to be together.
Hillary, that was unbelievable. You were amazing.
Was I? Was I really?
Yeah, I mean, it was almost like we were really living together, especially that last bit. What a stroke of genius. I didn't know you were so good at all this. Look, thanks for helping out. I really appreciate it.
No, don't mention it. Ruth, I've got to go now.
Hillary, wait. I don't want you to go. Not quite yet, anyway. The bedroom.
Ruth, I don't know that.
You're not going anywhere, Hillary. Not without that bike. It'd take you hours to get home at this time of night.
Look, Thurman, I don't think I can go through with this. I mean, with the utmost respect, you people seem to have an affinity with this preaching style. I'm not sure it lends itself to the more precise approach of the English advocate.
John, be strong. Don't lose faith, John. Feel the power of your eloquence like a river.
Yes. How many Rolls Royces did you say you had?
9. And they're all black.
Right.
You don't need no compass. You don't need no map. Just close the case with a ramming wrap. In the baseball strangler case, I hit the jury with, if the mitt don't fit, all 12 are quit. Gotta be thinking ahead, John.
To the appeal.
No, to the book deal. A good closing line like that provides a great title when you sell your story.
Right. But nothing rhymes with not guilty.
Hey, keep it terse. You fill the verse.
My wife is a very special person, Your Honor. Just as I believe that Your Honor's wife is a very special person too, Your Honor. I believe that Your Honor loves and respects her.
Mr. Fullercup, will you stop referring to my wife? I've told you before I'm not married. Now, I take it that you don't have any questions for this witness.
Just a couple, Your Honor. Mr. Todd, have you ever made any comments that are in any way derogatory to the Northern English community, a given sector of the Northern English community, or to a member of the Northern English community?
Oh, just put a kit out.
I put it to you that you're a racist. You planted a different shirt with the defendant's blood on it because you're prejudiced against members of the Northern English community.
You what? Mr. Fuller Carp, please.
Permission to approach the bench, Your Honor.
Denied.
I'll rephrase the question, Your Honor. I suppose you'd say that you didn't see any Colombian drug dealers, did you, Mr. Todd?
No.
So you couldn't say definitely for certain in the negative that there weren't any Colombian drug dealers present who weren't there?
The bloke what does the kebabs, he's Greek or something.
And so, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, when you analyze it, when you take it apart, what does it all actually add up to? A repeated assault in which the attacker is caught on TV, a perfect blood and DNA match, and an elaborate attempt to avoid arrest and a few shady financial dealings. The conclusion is incontestable, it's irresistible, it adds up to racism. Mr. Todd had motive, opportunity, and with the assistance of the Colombian drug cartel, he had the financial muscle he needed. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, you have felt the planted shirt fabric. If it feels a bit quilty, he could be not guilty. God bless each and every one of you. You really don't think I went too far? I mean, accusing the match referee of being a member of a paramilitary organization.
Hey, come on now. It was worth a shot. You did just about the hardest thing imaginable for a man of your background and geographical orientation. You placed yourself in the position of someone from the northern English community. You submerged yourself in a cultural experience that is totally alien.
Indeed, but we did lose.
Of course we lost. Hunt was as guilty as hell. But you lit the touch paper today. From now on, people from every minority community, including Wales, can feel they've got a chance in the system.
Extraordinary. Yes, I suppose they can.
I'm going to tell the Lord Chancellor that the odds have moved from stacked to evens thanks to John Fuller Carp.
Well, excellent. Thanks, buddy.
Oh, John, there you are. Have you seen Hillary? Oh, hello, Thurman. Are you off, then?
Yes, Thurman is just about to leave us after a most enlightening visit.
Sorry I couldn't accommodate you the other evening. Never mind. I hope your second female of the night went with a bang.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, don't you? I suppose all that talk about a quickie was entirely innocent.
Shut up, you silly northern tart. You spoil everything. No offence to you, Thurman.
No, it was in reference to a quickie divorce case I'm advising on. My client wanted to be quick, no mess. That's why I had limited time with you. I was going on to a consultation.
Oh, and I suppose you're off to advise on it right now.
She just called again, sir. Wouldn't leave a proper name. And could you tell the taxi, Kensington, front entrance to the palace?
Apologise to him.
Oh, blimey, I'm really sorry, Thurman. I thought... Look, me and Hillary making out we were lovers, the whole sham thing. We didn't mean to humiliate you.
Hey, not a problem. Actually, it looked pretty genuine to me.
No, it was just a silly misconceived show. I'm sorry. Hillary! Where have you been?
Thinking. Thinking and drinking, actually, at the same time, in fact, which isn't easy. Look, I want you to know, I want everyone to know, that the other night wasn't a game or a sham or a not real thing. I meant every word of it. It's been torture working with you every day when all I wanted to do is hold you in my arms and cradle you like a baby and cry hot tears of lava, fill your life with my devotion.
Yep, I thought it was pretty real.
Brilliant, Hillary. Let me see you out, Thurman.
Oh, God, Hillary, what can I say? I've been such a fool, sharing a room with you, and I couldn't see what I had sitting opposite me. Look, I'm sorry.
No, don't be. I'm sorry I made a scene. I just felt I had to.
Hillary, can I say something I should have said a long time ago?
Oh, Ruth, please don't say anything before you've had time to
No, I want to. Hillary, you're the best friend in the world. If you ever need me to play the part of your girlfriend, you know, stop the parents asking awkward questions about why you're not married, please, just give me a shout.
You have been listening to Chambers, starring John Byrd, James Fleet, Leslie Sharp, Jonathan Kidd and David Harewood. Chambers is written by Clive Coleman and produced by Paul Schlesinger.